Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC Man of God coming to you from Sanctuary, coming to you from the Prophetic Blog Talk Radio show called The Flow. Tonight is Saturday Night Live. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. I'm going to put on some music. We're going to worship God. Come back, open up in prayer, bring a short word, and open up the prayer lines for prayer and strengthening the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. Let's worship Him.
You're perfect, you're out of your way. That's great. God, thank you so much that you are a daddy to us. So much of our time as believers, we can get lost in thinking that you are just a book that we read. You're a goal that we're trying to reach. You're a place that we go to once a week. You're a lifestyle. You're some sort of worldview. But God, we can't lean on a worldview. We can't cry to a book. You're a father. You're a good, good father. And you're not loving us because we're good. You're loving us because you're good. God, the more we sing and the more we pray, just remind us this is a conversation with a person that loves us, that knows everything about us and loves us. You deserve every breath that comes out of us. Every word, every note we could ever sing is yours. Thank you, God, that you're the one. In Jesus' name, amen. praise to you, holy. Pour out our praise to you, come to God like somebody else. We come to Him like we are. And a lot of times that means that I start my prayer time with, God, just show me my heart. Show me where I am. God, show me truth about myself so I know how to follow You. Sing this prayer with us.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my speak what is true.
Sing that again. Here's my heart.
Here's my heart, Lord.
Can you pray that to him?
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord.
Speak truth, Lord.
Speak what is true.
I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe.
Patience with us. I can't imagine what it's like to watch us down here chasing our tail, scratching all our itches, thinking that we found answers. We're digging holes in the ground, calling them wells, and just starving little people. God, if we would ever open up our heart to you, trust you, you do something only you can do. Can we sing that chorus one more time?
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Speak what is true.
lead me. Woo, you lead me, Lord. Hallelujah. You call me higher, call me deeper. Where you go, I will go. I will follow you. Lord, we just thank you to be able to come into your presence, have the connection we have with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're doing everything in our lives in order, that you're working it out for the good. For those that love you, those that are called, hallelujah, you're blessing us, Lord, and strengthening us to be what you've created us to be. I just speak the blessings of Abraham over your people tonight, Lord. No matter what country or city or state they might be in, if they accidentally get logged into the flow tonight, let them just soak them with your goodness, your kindness, your everlasting love, that they would never be the same again. Never be the same. Hallelujah. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every person out there in the airwaves, under the sound of my voice, is made out of dirt and water, the earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have your way today. Bless them, strengthen them, encourage them today. Break every yoke of oppression, depression, the spirit of heaviness that might try to rest on them to keep them from elevating and getting closer to you. Lord, I break that. I sever that right now by the blood of the Lamb. I speak peace over them and life over them, a life more abundantly, that they will have what you want them to have, that they would elevate and grow in you, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that you would get the glory, honor, and praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 saints. Well, you know, whew, I'm telling you, just trying to get over that. When you enter in to worship, that's how you get in the presence of God. If you're not a big worship person, there's going to be a problem when you get to heaven. Because it's going to all be about worship. Amen? So I love to worship the Lord. I can worship him all day. Just get caught up. Get caught up. Hallelujah. So when I draw near to him, he draws near to me. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. If you're in trouble, just draw nigh to him. Get close to him. And you do that through worship. Put on your music. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Elevate your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, I mean, it was an awesome week. It was an awesome weekend. You know, the weather's been in the 70s here. It's like in California without the earthquakes. It's beautiful, man. I'm telling you, we have some beautiful weather. And I went over there to Rowlett today, me and my wife, riding around seeing all the devastation of the tornadoes. When we was in Louisiana for Christmas, the tornadoes hit over there at Rowlett, Texas. And it tore up, I don't know, 70 houses maybe. And it's just like, to see that, it's right on the lake. And it was, you know, we went over and looking and thinking about, you know, maybe going out there and getting a lot or something. But I don't know, because the houses are too close together for me. We want something, you know, out. And I don't mind having neighbors, but I don't want them, you know, right beside me. So, because we have that now. So we want to, you know, have our isolation and be able to do that. So we was just looking and just seeing all that devastation, all that power, how those big trees were snapped and twisted. And, you know, the reason why I went over there is because my builder, one of my guys that worked for me, he cleans lots. He does the trash clean. He has dump trucks and he has bobcats and all that stuff. And he went over there and was tearing one of those houses down, and he tore it down to the foundation, but in the back left corner there was a, I don't know, 5x5, maybe 6x6 cinder block room that they called it the safe room. And 9 people got in that thing, and that when that tornado hit, it leveled that house, but that thing stood. And it saved 9 people. So I was just looking at grace and mercy over there, you know, because it could have been worse. I mean, the devastation of it was I mean, I was like, wow. Because it was piles of stuff and how, you know, it looked like there were big houses that looked like a monster just took a chunk out of the top of them, you know. And so, you know, it's something to behold and thankful that because it's not that far from my house. So I was thankful that, you know, God's grace covered us with that. And just saying, it was a beautiful day, sunshine and all that stuff, but still people are struggling. Still people have to rebuild and all that stuff. And some people lost their lives. I forgot how many people died in that tornado. I want to say like 11 or 12 people. But, you know, God's in control at all times. So I'm going to be in Matthew 15 tonight, and I'm just going to start reading. I might stop at verse 20, and then we're going to talk about it. Amen? Wow, that worship just messed me up, y'all. I'm telling you, I just feel the love of the Lord right here so much peace. You've called me higher. You've called me deeper. Huh? I want to play that again. Just get caught up in that song. That song is awesome, man. This is a Casting Crowns CD. Call Me Higher is the name of the song. You've called me higher. You've called me deeper. And I go where you will lead me, Lord. You have called me higher. You have called me deeper. I will go where you lead me, Lord. You lead me. You lead me, Lord. Whew. You know, sometimes, you know, the storms and the vicissitudes of life, they're not to kill you, but they're to get you to follow Him, to give up your design, your plans, your opinions, whatever. Does it really matter? Your thoughts. You're, you know, what you think, and you think, and you're in, you know, I've been there. I've been in some hard times, but when I got past it and looked back over it, I was like, man, I was tripping for nothing because God had this under control. He, you know, I couldn't, you know, push it away. I couldn't make it happen. I couldn't control it, but He could. And He knew what was best for me in the end. Yes, I had to go through it. It was crushing. It was crushing. Knocked the air out of me. But when I got on the other side, it was better because He gave me better. He brought better to me. And my relationship with Him is even solidified with that. It's stronger. You trust Him. You know, faith is trusting God. Yeah, that's what it is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You're trusting Him for something that you can't see. And you know that it's going to happen. Amen? I'm already preaching. My God, let me get a drink of water. All right. Are you in Matthew 15? Here we go. Then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do you discipline transgress the tradition, your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, this is religious folks now, y'all. Why do you also transgress the commandments of God because of your traditions? For God commanded, saying, "Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." But you say, "Whoever says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profits you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he needs not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandments of God of none effect by your traditions." Hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. Then his disciples came and said to him, do you know the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that which whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. It's what comes out of the heart. It's all about your heart. And he's saying, you know, you Pharisees, and even Peter, he said, you already should know this. You should know this. Why? Because you've been walking with me. You've been eating with me. You've been sleeping with me. You've heard everything I had to say. But you still don't get it. And there's so many Christians out there that still don't get it. They still don't get it. They're stuck in religion and religious ways, you know. It's just because of what's coming out of their mouth. It's not necessarily what's going into them. Well, it is. It is because nothing is going into them. That's the problem. When you just go to church and sleep through service, ain't nothing going into you. Don't waste your time. Don't even get up tomorrow and get dressed and go to church. If you're going to sleep through the service, if you're going to be sitting there dozing off and you know, not paying attention and hearing and receiving the word of God, don't go, because it's what goes into you. And this is why I think the majority of Christians struggle, because there's nothing going into them. They're like empty. So they're trying to fill the void with peace in the world, joy in the world, alcohol, you know, all these other things. They're trying to fill it with that instead of filling it with God and with his word and with his design for them, for their lives. Because if you don't know who you are right now, talking to you, I'm talking to you right now through the airwaves, I'm talking to you right now. If you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, you're missing the point. You're stuck in religion, because you have to know that you're going to, and you have to get to a place, point in time, where you forgive yourself for making those mistakes and let it go and give it to God and say, Lord, Father, forgive me. Wash me clean. And he will. He'll restore you right back. But you're going to make mistakes. There's no one on this earth. We all fall, and I'm not using this as a crutch, we all fall short of the glory of God. There was only one perfect person walking on this earth, and it was Jesus Christ. So this doesn't give you a get-out-of-jail card. This doesn't give you a open-to-sin law. You know, this doesn't give you, you know, grace doesn't give you a get-out-of-jail card or a you-can-go-and-sin card or any of that stuff, because you know better. If you know better, you'll do better. Know better. If you don't know Jesus, you'll never do better, because you're relying on your flesh. You're relying on yourself. You have no Savior. You have no leader. You have no great shepherd leading you from pasture to pasture, making you lie down beside the still waters. You don't have no peace because you don't have no God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say it like that. Because if he's God, he's God in everything over your life. You know, I told you on my little video that you have to put God first, your family second, and work third. That's how it has to operate. But people struggle with that because work is so an important thing because you're having to pay bills and all that stuff. So they put the work before even their family because they're out trying to run down a dollar and they're missing time and missing their kids grow up and all these things. They're missing important things. So you have to have balance with it, man. And the only way you can get balance is asking God, Lord, help me. Give me balance. Make me more balanced. Because that saying is true. You can be so earthly minded that you know spiritual good. You can be so spiritually minded and you know earthly good. You have to have balance. You have to balance your life out. And you have to walk what you're preaching. What's coming out of you has to be the truth. You know, you can't hide stuff, be shaded, and then try to walk in the light. It's not going to work because there's not going to be no proof behind your pudding, baby. Ain't nobody want to hear what you got to say because they see right through you because there's no anointing on you. The anointing of God is the presence of God that confirms that what you're telling is the truth. What you're telling is God. There's people out there that can preach better than me. They're more educated than me. They can do a lot of things better than me. But I guarantee you, they're not as anointed as I am because of what I've been through, my life. What I've been through, the ups and downs, and getting through that, making mistakes, and repenting and crying out to God. And getting back and just keeping it real. You know, that's all you got to do. Just keep it real. Keep it real with God. Keep it real with people. And don't tell them no. You know, learn how to tell people no. When they put demands on you and they try to manipulate you with witchcraft and get you to do things and you don't want to do it and something in you is saying don't do it. But you do it anyway because you want the approval of man, not the approval of God. Just say, no, I can't do that. And if they, why not? I if you can give them an explanation, do it. If you don't feel led to do it, say, I just can't. I'm not good with that. So don't let people lead you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. It reminds me back to when I got that job at Ameripath. I was over like 7 different buildings and overnight because God gave me that job. Because every time they were introducing me to people, they said, this is the head engineer. And they would say the head. And the Lord would say, yeah, you was the tail, but now you the head. Every time I would shake somebody's hand, that's what I was hearing the Holy Spirit saying to me. He said, you was the tail, but now you the head. And I said, okay. And I was intimidated. I was intimidated overnight. I had doctors and lawyers looking at me and asking me questions. And I was over the maintenance. So they were asking me questions that I didn't know. And I was freaking out, and it was overwhelming me. And I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, this is too much. It's overwhelming. And he said, don't be overwhelmed. Be at peace and ask questions and then call the people and get the answers and then give it back to them. And it's going to make you look smart. So I would. I'd say, well, I don't know. Let me check on that. And we would be in meetings for hours, and I take notes, and I would they would ask me questions about this equipment and that equipment, and I said, okay, well, let me check on that, and I'll get back to you. And I said, okay. So, and I'd call, get on the phone, and research it, and get the answers, and I'd go back to them and give them the answers. So it progressively grew me into that position. I was there for 5 years, and I was very good at it. Anything they asked me to do, whether it was tearing down offices and moving stuff and doing all, I did all that stuff. So I was very good at it. But it was the Lord's doing, and he was teaching me how to follow him. He was teaching me how to be led. Listen, I prayed for CEOs. I prayed for the president of the company. I prayed for people all over. And I had my rounds. I'd go around and meet and talk with them, and they loved me. And they were so open to the Holy Spirit. So when I left, they were crying. They were crying. They didn't. And when Obama got voted in, I got voted out because they had to cut corners. And I was the first one to get cut. And they hated it because they were crying. And I prayed over them and left them. And then God elevated me to a bigger position. It's one thing or another. You have to follow God, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, whether you understand it or not. You have to follow God. And when you feel him leading you in a way, don't let your mouth destroy you. Don't let your mouth, what you're saying, what you're agreeing with, destroy you. If you don't have nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut. Hold your peace. Hold your peace, because God's going to bless you. And you might be in a transitioning season right now. That might be why you're on this show tonight. I don't know. But you better hold your peace, and you better be still and not let you, and do not curse yourself. Because just what he said, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips. So you might, on the outside, they're praising God. You know, I see people like that all the time. I've seen people going to a church conference on a bus. And I saw a woman so nasty and so ugly, showed herself just bad. And then she turned around after I was preaching on the bus. And we got to the church and she said, you ought to be an elder. And I said, what? And I was going to the Potter's house. And she said, how long have you been here? I said, I've been here 15 years. She said, well, you ought to be an elder. You're anointed. I said, thank you. And she said, I'm an elder. And after she showed herself on the bus, I said, oh, my God, really? So that's what I'm talking about. These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain, they worship me. When your heart is far from God, you're wasting your time being fake and phony, trying to throw up your little paws and worship God because he ain't hearing it. He ain't hearing it because he don't know you. Think about it. I want him to know me. When I do finally see him, I want him to know me. When I run up to him, he say, hey, what's up, Dickie? Enter in to your reward, my good and faithful servant. I don't want him to say, I do not know you. Go from me, child of iniquity. I don't know you. Think about it. That's the most important thing in this world. I'm so honored that God uses me. I'm so honored that he saved me. He called me by name and saved me. It was a time and a dispensation of time that it was for me to come into the kingdom so I could be preaching in this end times. He saved the best for last. He saved the sweetest wine for last. You know, at the marriages in the Bible days, you know, they saved the best wine for last. They would give them the cheap stuff and get them drunk, and then they saved the best for last. They wouldn't give them the best right off because that's how they did it. So he saved the best wine. He's going to pour us out like a drink offering to the nations, to the world. And it's not because we're special, you know, like I've done something right. It's because he called me. He created me for this. He created me to preach the gospel. You know, I never in a million years would have ever thought I would be a preacher. That's the furthest thing from my mind. I'm telling you. It blows me away now, but I've taken hold of it. I know who I am. You don't have to give me a title at all. I know I'm a man of God. My DC, you know, my email address is dcmanofgod@yahoo.com. Everything about me is about man of God, you know, everything I do. So it's who I am. It's my identity. I identify with God because he identifies with me. And I know I can't fix nothing, heal nothing, or make a way for nobody, but God can. He can do it, and he's going to do it. When he puts it together, it's perfect. So whatever I'm talking to you about is the future. Your future. Don't delete your future with your mouth. The Bible says that your tongue is a powerful weapon. You can speak curses or blessings. Careful what you're speaking. Be careful. This is a gut check about what you've been speaking. And if you're being convicted right now, that's a good thing. That's good. Hallelujah. Just say, yes, Lord, I hear you. I forgive me. Help me to do better. Help me to trust you even the more. The more. God wants us to have simple faith, simple trust, just to know that he's able. Whew. He said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall in the ditch. Then Peter answered and said, explain this parable. Are you also still without understanding? There's a time and a point and place and time in your life that you got to grow up. You got to mature. You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child, acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's time for you to grow up and mature in Christ. And it's not always about us. You know, I used to think it was because when I got saved, look, my world turned upside down. Everything in my life walked out of me. Everything. And I thought it was all about me. But it wasn't. It was just God trying to get me from point A to point B. And he was doing it in the fastest way. He just raked all that stuff off, all those people, everything, connections, all that. I was a new creature in Christ, a new creation in Christ. He didn't want the past dragging me down. He didn't want it holding me back. He had to kill it. And it stung. It hurt. It was painful. I wouldn't want anybody to walk through what I walked through. And I'm sure many people have had worse walks. I'm not saying. I'm just saying it was painful for me because it just crushed me. That's the only way I can put it. It was a crushing thing. And you have to be crushed. They have to crush the olives to get the oil. Sometimes, you know, you're going to go through everything that God, Jesus, has been through. You're going to be lied on, cheated on, all that stuff. You know, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be, you're going to have your season of Gethsemane where you're going to be crushed. Everything. You're going to be isolated in the wilderness. Can't find a friend. All that. You're going to go through everything he went through. And it's for the oil. It's for the anointing to destroy the yoke of the enemy. We are the light of the world. We are a city set on a hill for all to see. And if you're not moving in that, walking in that, you will. If you start just seeing yourself as God has seen you and has created you, and whatever problems you got, let go of it. Give it to God. Say, Lord, wash my heart. Heal me. Let me elevate in you. Let me draw close to you. Hold me in your hands. Use me for your glory. You know, I didn't know what I was praying when I prayed that. Lord, use me. Use me. I didn't know what it would entail. Had I known, I don't know what I would have done because it was a lot. He won't put more on you than you can bear. And once you bear it, he'll bring it the more. He'll bring, that's just me saying that. It's not scriptural, but it's me saying that. He won't put more on you than you can bear, but once you have bore it, then he'll bring more. He'll put more pressure on you because he said, yeah, look, look, he's growing. He's maturing. He's praying. He's believing. He's trusting me. Now I can put more on him or her. Now they can have the building. Now they can have this. Now they can open. I can open this door. I can open that door because it won't take them away from me. See, he don't mind you being successful and having money as long as money don't have you. As soon as he gives people and blesses people, they start walking in their blessings and leave the Lord. So I don't need him no more. I ain't got time to go to church. I'm going to Hawaii or somewhere. So they start leaving the Lord instead of doing what he's put in them to do and gifted them. You got gifts, talents that he wants to utilize. And nobody can do it like you. Nobody can do it like you. Because ain't nobody been through what you've been through. You know, my dad was a fisherman. And he fished for white perch, crappie fish. That's all he fished for. He would catch other fish, but he would give catfish and all that other stuff away. Because he just loved them white perch. And they're the best fish, I'm telling you. But he was so proficient at it. He had a tackle box full of jigs, little jigs. They're all different colors. They got different color heads, different color skirts. You know, he just had a whole box full of them, and he would keep changing them till he found the right color that the fish liked, and he would move his cork up and down and find out what depth they were. And once he found the depth they were and what color in the water, the color of the water mattered too. You know, it all depended on the color of the water and what color they were hitting. When he found that out, he would wear them out. I mean, he would catch 15 to 20 fish around one tree. He would fill up two or three ice boxes because he was wearing them out. And I think God's the same way with us. He's a fisher of men. So he might need a Dickey bait. He might need a JL bait. He might need a Helen bait. Because we're all different colors. We're all different giftings. So you never know. And it's the body fitly joined together. But there are many parts, many gifts. But when they get fitly joined together, they're more effective. So what I'm saying is, God needs you. He needs you in the army. He needs you to catch fish, to be a fisher of men. He needs you to mature and grow up and quit speaking against yourself and being your own worst enemy. Don't be glorifying the devil. Don't be glorifying the enemy and all that stuff. Glorify God. Worship him. You know, when I hear people, you know, I've been through a lot. I mean, if I told you some stuff, you think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I've been through a lot. So I don't want to glorify the devil in that stuff. And I see it with people, they want to blame everything on the devil. And sometimes it's just life, man. Life is hard. This life ain't no joke. And this faith walk ain't no cakewalk. I'm going to tell you, it's the truth. But God, you know, and sometimes we're praying to get out of stuff that we just need to get through it because it's a test. It's a trial. God's testing us. He's trying us. He's trying to see if we're going to press through it. He's trying to see if we're going to give up, throw our hands up, and walk away from people, from things, whatever it is, whatever the struggle is. You need to pray about it. You need to give it to the Lord. And then you need to wait and watch him work. Let him do his thing. Because he will. He will do it exceedingly, abundantly, above your thoughts, about what you're thinking. You're thinking on one level, and about 10 levels above you, God's working. So we have to, you know, stay in order with him and let him work and get some patience. You know, people don't have no patience no more. They don't have patience in traffic. They don't have patience in stores. They want to break in lines. And it's just like ridiculous. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't wait for 1 second? So your time is more important than my time or whoever? You know, you got to have peace. You got to have patience. You got to know that God's going to work it out. Don't give up. Don't quit. You know, sometimes we quit too soon. If you just hang on another hour, that's why I tell people all the time, don't kill yourself. Give it another day. Because if you give anything enough time, it will change. It will change. Been there, done that. Thank God I didn't follow through, because I wouldn't be here talking to you now. Another day will make a difference. Some of you going through, you know, trying times right now, and you need to give it another day. When things that are stressing you and freaking you out, don't walk the floor all night crying and whining and murmuring and complaining. Go to bed. Get your rest. Wake up refreshed and renewed in God. Say, Lord, I know you got this. I know you're going to fix this and change this on my behalf. And have confidence and know that he's going to do it. And go to bed and get you some rest. Wake up refreshed. Shame the devil. Shame the devil. The devil, you ain't keeping me up all night. No way. Hallelujah. I'm going to bed. Go to bed and get you some peace. Just like Jesus, when the storm was raging, what? He was in the bow of the boat, asleep, getting his rest. That's the way. If you got Jesus in your boat, baby, you good. You good. Go to bed. Get you some rest. It's all is well. All is well. He's going to work it out. He's going to fix it for you. Amen? Jesus. But it's not what goes in a man, but what comes out of a man. And he's talking about your heart, what's coming out of your mind. So that's what I say. You know, when I minister, I listen. I listen. And once I get the answer, I shut it down. I don't let them keep cursing themselves, talking stupid. I want to shut it down. I want to pray against it. I want to pray what God's giving me to pray. Because here's the thing. You know, if you keep rehashing stuff and going over and over, you're just adding to it. You're putting fuel on the fire. And it becomes an idol, because you're idling it. Whatever you focus on and you're speaking on, and that's what becomes an idol. So you start worshiping whatever the problem is, the situation is. You make it bigger than it is, because it ain't. God's in control. He's a God of creation. He rules and reigns. He says high and looks low. You know, so, and he's bigger than any problem you would ever have. So don't let your mouth curse your future. Be at peace. Hallelujah. He's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Amen. Well, I'm pretty much done. If you want prayer tonight, you can call in. I'd love to pray with you. That number is 760-683-2629. Push 1 to come into the queue. Hallelujah. That number again is 760-683-2629. Hallelujah. I'd love to pray with you tonight. If you want to come in for prayer, push 1 so I can bring you into the queue. If you got a prayer request, make it known to me. Give me your first name, where you're calling from, so the other listeners can hear. Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. I think I want to hear that song again while y'all deciding whether or not to call in.
Feel your presence.
Because our future is bright. Lead us. Hallelujah. By cloud by night, by day, and by fire by night. Lead us, oh God. Lead us. Hallelujah. Have your way. Bless your people tonight, Lord. No matter what country or city or state they might be in, Lord. Whether listen to me right now, Lord. I ask you to let your anointing fill that room. Touch them from the inside. Touch them from the inside out. Change them from the inside out. Change them from the inside out. Let their heart resonate with you. Let their heart be sensitive to your heart. Let their heart sync with your heart. Let their heartbeat, rhythm of the heartbeat be the same. That you would get the glory, honor, and praise for their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Take them higher and deeper and further than they ever thought possible. Bless them, strengthen them, encourage them today. I come against every assignment from hell that would hinder them in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Hallelujah. I come against it. I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they would never be the same. And after listening to this show tonight, when they lay down, let them lay down in sweet sleep, be refreshed and renewed in you and you alone, that you would get the glory, you would get the honor and the praise for their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that matters. You lead. You lead us, O Lord. You lead us. You take us higher. You take us deeper. Bless us, strengthen us, encourage us in the way, Father. Lord, let it go. Let it go. Whatever hindering us and holding and hurting our hearts, Lord, heal us from the inside out. Hallelujah. If it's resentment, Lord, deal with it. If it's unforgiveness, deal with them, Lord. Hallelujah. To let go of it. Break away from it. Wash us clean from the inside out. That you get the glory, honor, and praise for our lives. Take us higher than we ever thought possible. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Okay, saints. Well, I'm out. We'll see you Tuesday night, same time, same channel. Until then, I love you. God bless you. Get up and go to church tomorrow. Amen. All right. Peace.